Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Just before the Chauvin verdict came down yesterday, I spoke with Sharon Fairley. She's a professor at the University of Chicago Law School who's been following another police killing. 13-year-old Adam Toledo was shot in late March. Video released last week showed a Chicago police officer chasing the boy down an alley. When Adam stopped and put his hands up, the officer shot him. Police say he had a gun. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said afterward that she wants to change the way police chase suspects on foot.
We cannot and will not push the foot pursuit policy reform off for another day. As mayor, I am directing that a new policy be in place before the summer.
Here's my conversation with Professor Fairley about those reforms. First, I want to get your thoughts from the video of the officer chasing Adam Toledo through that alley. It all happened very, very fast, but what are you taking away from it?
Yeah, well, so like you said, the first thing you notice is that this happened extremely quickly. And as much as we here after the fact can sort of take apart the video and diagnose it piece by piece, that's not what the officer was doing in that moment. It's obviously tragic, but unfortunately, not that unusual.
Well, and it ended in tragedy, as you say, and it's not uncommon. In 2016, the Chicago Tribune found that foot chases played a role in more than a third of Chicago police shootings over the course of a five-year period. But what is it about the foot pursuit that does make it so dangerous, not only for the person who's being pursued, but for the officer?
I think it boils down to a very simple thing. Imagine you're running after someone. You think he or she might have a firearm, and they're running away, but they're also turning around to look back to see how close you are. And in that moment, that creates concern that they're actually turning around to cause harm.
Well, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she wants to change it. She's calling for reforms. In your opinion, in your experience, what would foot chase reform look like?
Well, I think we have a model in that there are, you know, policies around when you can do a car chase, for example, right? Because we know that those also are very, very dangerous. You know, we can put in place questions around what is the law enforcement purpose of this chase, and is it worth the risk that it presents to both the officer and the individual? Now, that being said, you know, when an officer is pursuing someone who's clearly committed, you know, a violent crime and presents an imminent threat to others around him, that's not the question. The question is on the circumstances that are perhaps on the margin, and we're just not so sure what threat this person really represents to the officer or anybody else.
Could you give an example of that? Because I'm thinking that exact thing. At what point could the officer make the decision, you know what, I'm not going to run after that person, I'm just going to let him or her go, because it would be safer to do that?
Yeah, so the one case that comes to my mind is a Chicago incident involving a young man named Dakota Bright, who police came upon Mr. Bright in an alley, and he took off running. And the officer said that they saw a firearm in his hands, but he quickly dropped the firearm, probably surreptitiously, so they didn't really see where it landed. And so one officer continues to chase this young man, and he starts running through and jumping over fences across backyards in a Chicago residential neighborhood. And ultimately, the chase was ended by a shot at Mr. Bright. The officer claimed that he turned around, and the officer claims that he thought that he still had the gun and that he was going to shoot him. Now, the physical evidence showed that he was shot in the back of the head. But that to me is the quintessential, you know, example of you know, how these chases can go wrong.
Yeah. People are upset in the Chicago area that these reforms have taken so long to come about. And you were appointed to Chicago's Independent Police Review Authority after Laquan McDonald was shot and killed by police in October of 2014. Do you think that we're at a point now where significant changes to policing in Chicago will happen? I mean, they've already been mandated by the consent decree.
Yeah. So again, like, I remain cautiously optimistic about the potential for a reform, but reform is really difficult. And when you talk about reforming a police department that's 13,000 people strong, changing that culture is not going to happen overnight. So what has to happen in the meantime is that there are policies and procedures that are put in place that are then strictly enforced, because that will hopefully change the behavior while the attitudes are still in the process of being changed. You know, the mayor has been working in this space, right? She was the president of the Police Accountability Task Force. She understands the need for reform. Now she's responsible for managing the department and understands the complexity of pushing through reform. But we have to keep pushing forward because people are dying. Young Black men are losing their lives. We have to do it in a way that helps maintain public safety while also pushing through, you know, reform.
Sharon Fairley is a professor at the University of Chicago Law School. Thank you very much.
Thank you.